Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, everyone. Happy, happy Monday. I hope you've had a lovely weekend and that you are as excited to set an intention for the week ahead as I am. You know, the intention and the topic of the week that I'm going to share with you today is 100% inspired by what I'm looking at right now. So I've been sitting here in my little podcast corner for a while, just contemplating an intention for the week. And I keep gazing at my tea table that's set up against the window right in front of me. And on my tea table, it's very simple. It's just a small table close to the ground. I have a little white vase, and in this vase is a geranium flower. And I picked it yesterday morning. It's still looking beautiful and fresh. And it's the brightest, brightest, almost neon. It's an impossible red. It's so red, this geranium flower. And it's just the most beautiful pop of color among everything else that's more wooden and white and beige and brown. And I'm just looking at this flower, this little cluster of geranium, and this pop of color makes me so happy. It makes me so happy for no big reason, right? It's just looking at this flower brings me so much joy. And I feel so inspired by this. I really want to set an intention for the week for all of us to look for beauty and to invite beauty into our lives. Looking for beauty means when we step into a new space or we walk into a room, instead of looking for the problems or looking at the mess or the things that we have to fix or clean, actually seeking out the things that we find beautiful, seeking out things that bring us a sense of peace or things that bring us a sense of pleasure and contentment. It's just a different way of looking at life, right? And even me just looking at this room where I'm sitting right now, if I would scan this room looking for things to fix, I immediately see a huge mess on my desk. My desk is impossibly messy. I have lots of things there I have to figure out and sort and organize, and there are bills there stacked. And if I look at the same room with those eyes, I immediately feel a little bit stressed and anxious, and I have to pay those bills and figure those things out and sort out everything on that desk. And it changes something inside of me, right? But if I choose to look at my tea table instead, and particularly this geranium flower that's just smiling at me right now, I immediately feel a sense of calm inside. There is some order to this tea table, and this flower in this vase represents the height of summer. You know, everything is blossoming and blooming right now, and we are in such a beautiful moment in this summer season. And when I look for beauty in that way, it changes how I feel. And I really feel like if we were to really make this the topic of the week and we approach every day like this, looking for beauty instead of looking for the mess, I think we're going to have a really good week together. What do you think?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So this week, I will look for beauty everywhere I go. This week, I will look for beauty everywhere I go. And this can mean looking for beauty in this very visceral sense, like stepping into a room and focusing on the things that you find beautiful. But it can also mean your interpersonal, you know, relationships. Whenever you find yourself in a tricky situation with a person, taking a moment to focus on what you find beautiful about them. What is it about this person that makes you smile? What is it about your relationship that's precious and beautiful to you? Taking a moment to honor that while you are figuring out conflict and problems and issues, it helps us ground a little bit in the moment, and it helps take the edge off any conflict or challenges that we might be dealing with. If you are going through something hugely challenging right now, giving yourself some moments to ground into your body and shift awareness to what you find beautiful is going to help give you another perspective. And I find when we look for beauty in our day-to-day life and we take note of the beauty, meaning we write it down, it helps make this practice more of an actionable thing in our daily life versus you just listening to this podcast today and forgetting about this intention on Wednesday. So I would love to nudge you to keep your journal and your pen close or in your purse or pocket all day, every single day this week, or just whenever you find or come across something that's beautiful, you can use your phone, use your notes app, write it down. How beautiful of a week would we have if every single thing we found beautiful every day, we just took a moment to make note of. And then at the end of the day and at the end of the week, taking a moment to ground into the many beautiful moments and experiences and rooms and flowers that you have encountered, it might just add up to feeling like you really have a beautiful life. So this week, I will look for beauty everywhere I go. I'm going to give you some practices and journaling prompts as well to go deeper into this. But I really have a feeling we are all going to have a beautiful, beautiful week. How about in this moment, right now, as this podcast ends, take a deep breath and look around and see what you find beautiful. Have a beautiful rest of the day. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.